Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Let's get into this conversation. Disney. Let's start with Disney. So here's the situation with Disney. They, the former CEO, Bob Iger, left, and they had a new CEO, Bob, how do you pronounce his last name?
I believe it's Chapek.
Chapek.
Yep.
Bob Chapek took over the realms. And, Disney, it was a mixed result of their, they had some success, but they also had some issues. Their stock, took a hit over the course of that time. They missed projections recently, lost $1.5 billion for the quarter.
Yeah.
And that hurt stock. That's it tough. Was down 10% in after hours. So, the streaming has been good, but the streaming has also been extremely costly. They've had issues, especially with their issues with the governor of Florida.
Yeah.
And that cost him some money, and he's made that actually part of his campaign situation. The woke mafia is what they call him, and all of that, and saying that woke is where Florida is where the woke come to die, or something like that.
But that's very important though, right? Because he won by a landslide in Florida, as governor. And when you think of Disney, where is Disney World located? Obviously in Orlando, Florida. So those two things together wasn't a great recipe to go against it.
Yeah, they missed projections. Mm-hmm. Have a long list. I'm sure we'll talk about it during this segment. But long story short, as a result, they brought the old CEO back. So he's back for round two. So Bob is replacing Bob. Both of these guys' names are Bob. Mm-hmm. So Bob Iger is coming back to replace Bob Chapek. And Bob Iger is now the CEO of Disney. Bob Iger is regarded as one of the best CEOs in Disney history and one of the best CEO in American history. He was there during the glory days of Disney. Mm-hmm. And, it was a very successful operation when he was running it. So they're seeing if he can bring them back to them glory days. They have a lot of issues facing them, but of course they're, still one of the biggest companies in the world, the biggest when it comes to entertainment. Yep. So we'll see. As a result, the stock is up 6.5%. It went from being down 10% to up 6.5% in a day. So that means that Wall Street, is excited about this situation. Hollywood is excited about this situation. So, all right. So what does this mean What does this mean for investors?
It's a good thing, right? But it's short-lived. And so when we talk about Bob Iger, obviously he served 15 years as a CEO. During that time, more parks were open. We saw streaming come into play. He left right during the pandemic. And obviously a new CEO came into place. So the stock, and I've been saying it, it's on my long-term list of stocks that I'm investing in. I have over 1,000 shares in it just because I believe in it so much. But the timing of it, you think about when this CEO took over, you're in the middle of the pandemic. Yeah, streaming is good, but how much money is being spent, especially on some of the additions that they add? They obviously added ESPN, they added Hulu, the Fox deal. So a lot of money is being sent. So when you do things like that and you're not bringing income, there's something that's called a balance, right? And so when that balance sheet starts swinging in the other direction, they're going to start pointing fingers. And the first thing they're going to do is lay off employees. And so we saw 2 weeks ago, Disney's laying off employees. And so if that's not the answer, then we have to figure out where the spending is going. And some of the projections, you know, where Bob Chapek was trying to take the company, it was going to lead them to a further downhole as far as the spending. And so obviously they called the guy who said, look, who can get us right back on track? And so they called Bob Iger. But the situation is, it's almost like a succession. So he's coming back, but he's going to be leaving in 2 years.
In 2 years.
So he's almost coming to
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Rebalance the situation and train the next person who's going to be his successor. Obviously, when you have a strong CEO in place, investors like that, right? And so that's why we saw an uptick in the company. But it's an interesting time for Disney, right? We're still seeing China is in lockdown. That doesn't help the situation. Our parks are open, but you know, that's just a part of the income. They haven't figured out what to do with ESPN. So in order to try to alleviate some of the loss, they raised the prices. And so if you looked at maybe a year and a half ago, we're talking about Disney Plus was $7.99. Well, go look at your bill now, right? It's $11.99 or $16.99, yeah. The total packages. So they're trying to bring in more revenue. So, I mean, they're trying to figure it out. And the best guy to do it is the guy who was leading them in the right direction. The stock was up to $210 a share. Obviously, it was down. It got down to like 90, I think it was at 98 when it opened today.
Yeah.
So we're talking over like 40-50% drop. It was in some trouble, but not a bad thing always, right? Because if you're thinking about the company in terms of a long-term aspect, when you're talking about its streaming, as it obviously took over Netflix as the number one provider for streaming, there's still some good signs there, right? We still see some reopenings that need to happen. I'm still long-term in it. So I'm not giving up on Disney. Because I know that I'm gonna get a lot of DMs like, yo, Troy, what's up? I'm not giving up on Disney.
I was happy for you to see that he came back and took over. But you said it, the mismanagement of ESPN, I think we can all agree, it's one of the greatest brands in the history of media. They haven't figured out how to quite monetize as well as they should. Bob is a very good CEO. It's a good lesson for entrepreneurs, regardless of the climate that we are in, either you're going to deliver superstar results or you're going to get replaced. I think Chapek was a great CEO, but when you have a recession like this, because honestly, if they would have kept sliding, historically, whenever Disney breaks underneath like that $90 mark, they could have went to the 50s, which would have been unacceptable. So good 2 year run for Bob Iger. Hopefully they'll find a good replacement. I do like the assets they have there. Disney Plus is amazing. ESPN is amazing. They have some things I think they can do to help accelerate those brands and monetize a little bit better. But we've seen this before with Starbucks and Howard Schultz, and he will come back. It's happened before with Michael Dell. Sometimes you need that original CEO who helped turn that engine and make things profitable. Long-term, do I think this will pan out well? Yes. Probably would take about 14 to 15 months. And if they can stay above like 105, Disney would be good. If not, if they slide underneath 90, I'm looking to buy it at like 64, 49. But Bob is definitely like the right CEO for Disney at this time.
Yeah. And even from when we think about Disney in terms of entertainment, we talk about the movies and the blockbusters, the Marvel Universe, thinking about the time that he was in place as CEO, how many blockbusters were they able to put out?
Mm-hmm.
Right, you have movie theaters that weren't even open, whereas now you're getting a couple, right? Like Black Panther, obviously we saw what it did in its opening weekend, over 100 million, so on pace to do a billion, right? They still have more coming down the pipeline as people go back outside. So the timing of it really didn't help them. We gotta just remember that.
Was Black Panther good in your opinion?
The first or the second?
Second. The first one was a classic.
I enjoyed the second one. I enjoyed it. It was an emotional ride. I got from start to end. It was an emotional ride.
I didn't see it. I haven't watched.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. Yeah, me and Rashad using the same.
Yeah. No, I haven't watched it yet.
So I'm looking forward to seeing it this week before I leave to New York with Xander. So
It's solid. It's solid. I'll say that it's solid.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop, a mic drop, bag drop.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.